Good morning. We're continuing with Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Chaf Hei, and we're learning now multiple malachas which are involved in the process of making begadim. The first one being the process of tviya, etc. So the Chayadim goes through some of these points in the klal. It's not a long klal, even though practically we do not have. We're not doing these. It's ketar to do it anyway. At least some of the points to familiarize ourselves with these malachas, which a person learns the sugyas of Gemara, it's somewhat confusing what they are. And have a little better understanding, at least we'll understand the Gemaras that we learn when we learn these topics. So the Mishnah says that the shear for of tviya again is taking the fibers, separate fibers, and stringing it together into a contiguous thread. So the process of tviya, it does that. The shear for that is a chiyav kerechiv sit, the width of a sit. Not clear exactly what a sit is. The Rambam understands it. The length is 4 tefachim long. Rashi actually has a smaller shear. Either way, it's going to be an issur d'oraisa. That's not the question. Is not whether it's mutter or aser. Question whether a person will be chayav v'chatas. So using any type of material which a person would make a thread, one is going to be chayiv. And the Chayim lists multiple lists of items which we can use for making a thread. So we have fibers, small pieces of fiber, and we're making them together into a thread. Echad tovas etzemer could be wool, or pishtin, or flax, anitza, or feathers. The goose down. So it's fluffy fibers, and you want to make it into a thread. Oisaris, or hairs, or giddin, even the sinew of an animal, which they would use for sewing hides. Sometimes it would be small pieces, and they could make it into a thread through the process of tviya. A person could do this by hand. A person could do this using a kli. So, sometimes in the derech is to do it with a kli. Doing it by hand is considered doing it with a shinoi. It's not going to be chayiv. But over here, that's not true. It's normal to do tviya by hand, as it is normal to do tviya with a kli. The pasuk describes the process of tviya. The woman in the Mishkan, they did part of the process of tviya. They did it with their hands, as opposed to doing it with a kli. So the pasuk over there talks about a case where the women were making the material to be used in the Mishkan. They did tviya. They took these different types of materials, which the tchelus, the argaman, the tulashoni, and the sheish, and they made it into threads, which then were woven in the melechas mishkan into the peruches, bigdekun, etc. But the first step is that you need threads. V'hashoser chayiv mishum toiva. Shasira is also chayiv because of toiva. So what is Shasira? So a person makes a thread. So the way you make a thread, let's say we're using, they used to use what's referred to the more as a kush or a plach. So it was a long stick with a hook on top, and it had like a wheel or like a circular disc on it, which you could turning either clockwise or counterclockwise by running your hand on the side of it. You start with your hand upwards and away from your body and pull it towards your body. You would rub your hand against it. It would start to twist in a clockwise motion. If you do it away from you, it'll twist in a counterclockwise motion. They would feed the fibers through their hands, using this weight to pull the fibers down, and the person would feed the fibers together, and the twists would twist the fibers around each other, and that would make the thread. But the reality is that these fibers they're twisted in a certain way. Anytime you twist something in one way, there's a natural inclination to untwist. So you take a second thread and you make it going in another direction. And then you put the two threads together. So the thread, which is going counter, which was made counterclockwise, it tends to unravel clockwise. The thread which is made clockwise tends to unravel counterclockwise. So as they start doing that, the other thread, which is now twined together with them, prevents that from happening. Or alternatively, you can have even two threads which are both made in the same direction, but you twine them together in the other direction. So you made both two thin threads going in the direction of made them clockwise. You now twine them together in the direction which is going counterclockwise. So you wrap these two threads around each other in the opposite direction. So even though that tends to unravel, but the natural spring of the thread, which is clockwise, will prevent the counterclockwise from unraveling, etc. So that process is called shazira. So not only does it thicken the thread, because it puts a second thread there together, two threads now become one thread, but also it's a process of combining it together that they should be able to function and protect and to help each other. It's an interesting Gemara. In Erev, the Gemara says they were weaving. They did not need to do this because they would do the weave, actually, threads of one part of the thread was one direction and one was the other direction, so they would accomplish the same thing. The Shesi threads and the Orev threads went in different directions, and this would accomplish the same thing. Okay, we will clarify this more, Bez Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.